Are you ready, Sudbury, for the premier arts festival of the winter? That's right, the 2024 Northern Arts Festival is coming in hot, from February 8 to 18, at many venues throughout Sudbury and area. Presented by Sudbury Performance Group, SPG, this festival has been greatly expanded in 2024 and has something for everyone, according to SPG President, Mark Manisto. This is the sixth year of the Northern Arts Festival, and we have really broadened the scope, from just a music festival to a real festival of all of the arts, with spoken word, poetry, theater, a maker's market, and so much more, in addition to lots and lots of music, Manisto enthused. The festival kicks off with the world premiere of a Made in Sudbury original musical, No Fences, written by transplanted Brit-turned-Northern Ontario lover, actor and musician Andy Lowe. Lowe, who immigrated to the region in 1984, explained, "Number Fences is about my love for Northern Ontario, for this area and the people in it. I just wanted to say thank you, basically, to the region for being a good home to me as an immigrant." No Fences will run from February 8 to 10 at Thornlow University. Tickets can be purchased here. This Northern Ontario musical is just the beginning of the Northern Arts Festival. Many other events are happening throughout the festival's run, in 16 other venues throughout the city. Manisto highlighted just a few of the special offerings this year. "We have a lot of returning artists as well as a slew of new performers. In particular, we have Métis songstress, Caitlin Drohan, who will be making her live music performance debut with us. She is a tremendous spirit that the world just needs to hear. We will be offering music and dance for the Latin community. Audiences can dance the night away with Sudbury's hottest Latin group, Claudio, Oral, Blanca and Jamie. There are a host of family-friendly events during the festival as well. For the children, we have story time with Maja happening at the Sudbury Public Library. Also, the princesses from We Bring the Party are coming to the Ukrainian National Federation Hall. We also have a family-only karaoke party with Corey Oke happening at Laurentian University." Manisto added, "All our family-friendly events are free for families to come out and celebrate their youthful spirit." Other venues for the Northern Arts Festival include the Hilton Garden Inn, Trevi Restaurant, Fionn McCool's, Sudbury Arena, The Night Owl, Place Day Arts, Sudbury Market, local libraries, and the Capriole Legion. The Gillian Schultz Gallery will be hosting live music February 9 from 3 to 9 p.m., and February 10 from 12 noon to 4 p.m., and this will be in addition to the Maker's Market, which will be happening there at the same time, explained Manisto. "This will be the perfect marriage between visual art and everything that the Northern Arts Festival has to offer." The festival is offering both ticketed and drop-in events. For information on all the offerings of this year's Northern Arts Festival, go to the website or follow along on Sudbury Performance Group's social media, here. "We are very proud and thrilled to present this year's Northern Arts Festival with over 50 Northern artists, across Greater Sudbury," said Manisto. "We hope to see you there to celebrate the artistic mosaic of Northern Ontario."